An anonymous donor has offered a $60,000 reward for information leading to the discovery of the remains of three people who were disappeared during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. The remains of Columba McVeigh, Joe Linsky and Robert Nyrack have not been found, despite extensive searches since they went missing and were killed in the 1970s. Jeff Knupfer is lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. I asked him just before we came on air if he welcomes the news of this reward.
We do indeed. We don't know who the donor is, and I understand Crime Stoppers don't know either, albeit they have done the usual due diligence on all this. But if it leads us to a resolution of the three outstanding cases, we would be absolutely delighted. It has the potential to be a game changer, I'm sure of that.
You don't have any moral issues in relation to the payment of money for information?
I think, you know, it is a difficult problem. I'm sure some people will have reservations about it because it is effectively paying money to informants, and that has connotations in some quarters. But we're absolutely focused on this in resolving the hurt and torment for the families concerned. And if this goes some way or all the way to resolving that torment, then it's worth every bit of it, I'm sure.
Do you think it might?
We think it has the potential to, yes, yeah.
And you're looking for information on three people whose remains still have not been found. Are you hopeful that you will get information into one of those people in particular, or all of them?
We are treating all three cases equally. You may recall that we've done a lot of work in the case of Columba McVeigh, who is believed to have been buried on Braggan Bog, just north of Monaghan Town. We are hoping to return to Braggan in the near future. We interrupted a search there because of poor weather and poor ground conditions and poor light, actually, in November 2018. And now that things are beginning to dry out and the conditions overall better, we're hoping to return in the next few weeks to resume that search. But obviously we will tell everybody when we're due to go back on that one.
So you have
two cases.
You have
Sorry.
Good information on Columba McVeigh. Do you have similar in the case of Joe Linsky?
I was going to say, in the cases of Joe Linsky and Robert Nyrack, we have never been given a location as to where they may be. We searched for Joe Linsky in the past in Coggleshall near Kells, and found actually two other disappeared. So clearly the information was, there was no name specified in the information we received, but the individual concerned believed that we were looking for Joe Linsky. In fact, it was Seamus Wright and Kevin McKee.
Do you expect that it's more likely that you will get information about Columba McVeigh and Joe Linsky and not the British soldier Captain Robert Nyrack?
We really do not know. We know that Robert Nyrack was murdered in Ravensdale. And the chances are his remains were probably buried in that general location, there or thereabouts. The problem with Robert Nyrack is that his name has been linked to collusion and murder and mayhem, in particular five events. Four of those events, Robert Nyrack wasn't in Ireland, so that eliminates him absolutely. In the fifth one, at the time of the fifth one, he was deployed on an operation in Derry, and we have traced and interviewed people who were with him on that day, at that time on that day, and they can vouch for his presence in Derry. So we're as satisfied as we can be that Robert Nyrack wasn't involved in those events. I know there's general talk of collusion, and this is the points I'm making are not more general in terms of collusion. They are specific in the case of Robert Nyrack. We are absolutely satisfied that Robert Nyrack was not involved in collusion and not involved in these five events. If we can get that message across, then people might be more minded to assist in trying to help us recover his remains.
This reward is being handled and administered by Crime Stoppers. Does that mean that if people have information, they should go to Crime Stoppers?
Yes, it will only be paid through Crime Stoppers because they are the focal point of all this, if you wish. But information received by Crime Stoppers will be treated in total confidence. I understand that when people contact Crime Stoppers, they do not give names, they are given code name or a number, and then the information will be passed to the Commission for action. So nobody will know who that person is. And incidentally, it would only be passed to the commission. It will not go to any law enforcement agency or any other individual. This is a humanitarian process, and we're hoping that great things come from it.
And it's a humanitarian process and not a criminal one.
Absolutely, absolutely. That feeds into the question you asked earlier. You know, have we any reservations about paying for information? I think, you know, we need to make this clear. This is not paying information for criminal prosecutions. This is about resolving these tragic cases and returning remains to the loved ones.
That's the lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains, Jeff Knopfer.